it was a lady who had been approached and arms put around her waist, and she was made to feel very uncomfortable on Saturday night. And she asked me what I posted to warn people of the dangers that might be there. I spent my entire night on Saturday night replying to people. It's not something I could just leave sitting. People were texting me in privately about instances and experiences they've had in the same area and outside the area as well, and with men approaching them. And there's a number of descriptions. There's not one clear description. There's two to three descriptions, so two to three different individuals. And it's just now kind of, when I posted on social media, it went wild immediately. I mean, it reached over 30,000 people in 90 minutes. So people are very concerned, and now we're getting messages and comments, obviously, on social media about the fear that is seen to be in the village. And that's what I want to highlight. I want to highlight that people shouldn't allow fear to take over, because we've got to appreciate the beauty and the lovely greenery that we have. What's happened now is people are commenting that they've had experiences. I've got a number of private messages, and people are not reporting it. Now, I spoke with a number of prominent people in the village last night from here, and they all agree that it's better to report it and it be a false alarm than not report it and something serious happen. So I want just to highlight that people need to report all instances, whether they think it's important or not, because I have got so many now instances that I'm aware of, but it's not up to me to report them. I can't speak for somebody else.